Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio,
on WGR.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline. We're going to chat a little bit about Micah Hyde. We're also going to talk about, of course, the big controversy of the day, the Giants throwback uniforms.
Oh, how have we not brought that
we'll
up
get
yet?
Into that. All right. We'll get there. There'll be time. But Sal's going to join us.
What if Sal's got thoughts though on the, well, we'll on the get Giants to those. Uniforms?
Meanwhile, Sal, who has spent lots of time as a reporter and doing, you know, live reporting stuff like this, you're watching Jeff Darlington. We got a master class here, Sal. I mean, like, what an event down here at Valhalla with Scottie Scheffler detained by police and the fallout, everything that's happening around it at the PGA Championship.
Yeah. Good morning. I mean, who would have thought? I woke up to this morning and I see a video of. And the report that Scheffler's arrested and handcuffed, what is going on here? And you think, like, really bad things. And then you find out kind of what the situation is and the scene is and how it was just a traffic misunderstanding, essentially, is what it sounds like. Jeff Darlington of ESPN, who covers a lot of football, as you guys know. I've gotten to know Jeff over the years. He's an excellent reporter, and he's on the scene there at Valhalla watching this, and he was there. He has video of it. I was just watching him on SportsCenter a little while ago. I give Jeff a lot of credit. I think Jeff is trying as best he can to stick to the facts of what he saw without saying this is ridiculous. Right. Because it sounds like he wants to say that, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but even at the very end of his report on SportsCenter, he went through everything. He talked about what happened. He's talking about how the police officer just, like, you know, went the flashlight, told him stop, rolled down the window. He grabbed Scheffler by the arm to pull him out of the vehicle, he said, right? Then he put him in handcuffs. He said Scheffler sat in the vehicle very quietly and just said, hey, you know, do you got what? He asked him a question. He asked the police officer a question, and, like, they just didn't respond to him. I can't remember the question now.
The question was, do you know the name of the person you just arrested?
Yeah, right. Well, how about this? He didn't. I don't know. I don't think he did. The question was from the officer. There was a third officer who said to Jeff Darlington, do you know the name of the person we just arrested?
Gotcha.
Right? Which is interesting. So anyway, then what he said at the very end, this is why I say it felt like he wanted to give commentary, but he was trying his best not to. He said, just to recap, and he went through it, and he said, and Scheffler was... didn't you know, understand, or there was this happened on a dark and rainy morning here in Valhalla, meaning to me, he's trying to say, look, I mean, it was tough to see what was going on if you're Scottie Scheffler and easy to have a misunderstanding. That's the way I interpreted it. It's wild. The other thing about this is, guys, I mean, we live in such a digital world of everything kind of being either A, very maybe scripted in some ways, but more importantly, you go back and watch things. It's not in real time. It's recorded. It's podcasts. It's on demand. This is like old school reporting going on right now.
Yeah.
Right? It's really interesting. Like Jeff Darlington on ESPN telling you play by play of what just happened moments ago like that.
Yeah. And so the way that it happened this morning is the story broke. Like we got the story that there was a pedestrian killed by a shuttle bus unrelated to the Scottie Scheffler incident. But the first I saw Jeff Darlington's tweet, I read it to Joe, and we immediately thought, he must have seen it himself.
Yes. I was like,
it was such, it was, there's so much detail. Like, he must have been right there. And sure enough, you know, as they're trying to verify if it's his account, is it his account? There he is on set on SportsCenter. Like, oh no, yeah. Here he is detailing exactly what happened because he was first person. Like, he is a witness to this whole mess.
Oh, okay. Now I remember what he said was, he said on SportsCenter that when Scheffler was arrested and got into the vehicle or right there, the vehicle, he said to the police officer, he said, I didn't know you were a police officer. So apparently, like, he just thought someone was banging on his car, maybe, which brings into the account of it's dark and it's rainy, right? And he didn't know as he kept moving, the person was hitting the car. And here's this guy trying to get in, the number one world ranked golfer. And he said, I didn't know you were a police officer. And the police officer did not respond to him once he said that. So anyway, I'm just relaying what I saw. Jeff Darlington, I know you guys are on the air and you couldn't hear that, but I just think it's fascinating and it's horrible, right? Just like kind of watching this happen in that vein. But I mean, it's just fascinating kind of looking at this story and watching Jeff Darlington on SportsCenter talk about it.
Did we mention, by the way, there was a tweet from, who was it, that Scheffler's status is ongoing at the moment, or that there's like an unconfirmed...
We really kind of still don't know what the story is with Scheffler right now.
Right. When it comes to the tournament, even. PGA of America official said it's ongoing. They are not in a position to confirm his status at the moment. Other than there was a report that he was released. So that's the latest. And his... Every tee time's backed up an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, we'll know by like 10 o'clock, Sal, when we're on the air for Extra Point Show. Like, if that is... Yeah. What, everyone is backed up an hour and 20 minutes, that would mean Scheffler is teeing off at like 10:10. So if he's not on the tee by then, we'll know, you know, something's still up.
Yeah, I'm watching now. And by the way, it is raining. And as you said, it's delayed anyway with weather. There's a lot going on here. It's very chaotic. No one really understands what's going on with Scotty, what's going on with the weather right now. I'm watching a video right now. I'm watching as I'm talking to you guys. Will Zalatoris and Cam Young walking to Valhalla on foot. They are a half mile away from the course, and they're walking because of all the traffic issues going on.
All right. Well, Sal, we'll keep following this. We got you on to talk about Micah Hyde, who spoke yesterday. And the short version of what he said is Bills or retirement. He's not going to consider anywhere else. But there are a lot of other questions about, you know, how this all plays out. Did you get a feel for whether or not you think he leans one way or the other? I mean, he's very much keeping his decision open. Joe and I heard his comments. I thought, I bet he comes back. I bet the door's open, if not just through training camp, through the season. I think he's not going to retire. Call it a Brady retirement. I don't think he's out for a while, because he talked about the juices flowing and winning a Super Bowl. And like that stuff, I don't anticipate that going away for him, even though all those other concerns he listed are very valid. Did you have a side you feel like you lean toward?
I feel the same way, Jeremy. I'd be stunned if he was a part of training camp. You know, that's 33 years old, and he's in this situation. Nah, I don't need to do that, right? He's not under contract. But you know what happens once you get into September, October? Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, Cole Bishop's doing a nice job, but be nice if didn't have to kind of rely on a young guy. And, oh, you know, Taylor Rapp. And, you know, oh, there's Micah Hyde. Micah's still out there. What's happening? You know, I mean, injuries happen throughout the year. This feels like it might be a situation where he's going to be on speed dial if they need him, right? I mean, like, we've seen that happen throughout the league. How many times have we heard about, is a team going to call up Tom Brady or Matt Ryan at the end of the year because they need a guy?
A.J. Klein. I mean, not to make fun of A.J. Klein, but Sal, yes, they called A.J. They called Cole Beasley. They called John Brown.
And John Brown.
Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right. I feel like that's what could, to me, like, the feeling I got was he has basically relayed to the Bills, like, hey, I'm going to take my time. If you guys need me at some point, you let me know. We'll see where I'm at, right? And the Bills have been supportive. He said that he's had good conversations with Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, and they are very supportive of him, and there's no rush on his end. Feels like there's no rush on the Bills' end. The Bills have a group of safeties that – and look, Micah Hyde is a guy that, of course, there's two parts of this. There's physical and mental conditioning and readiness, right? Micah said – this is unbelievable. I mean, this is how these guys are wired different. He said he woke up the other day and randomly ran a 10K just to see if he could get his best time. Right? I mean, like, who does that? He's a freak, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's number one. He's going to be in. He said he feels great. We know that the medical is checking out. There's been no issues there. He's kind of spoken about that for the last couple of years. I know he had a couple issues last year, but that doesn't seem like it's any barrier here. And then there's the mental readiness of knowing the defense. Okay, we know that's not an issue.
Yeah.
He could step in right in at any point. He could come in literally the week before the playoffs start, and we're good to go on the defense and knows exactly what's happening. So I think all of that lines up to me of, hey, we're not going to expect Micah Hyde here in the summer or in August. Guess what? As the season goes on, if there's something there, then, you know, maybe. Now, he did say it's either Bills or retire. And I believe he believes that. What I wonder is what happens in August or September when all his friends and his colleagues are at training camp and it's something he's done his whole life and he sees everything happen and he's watching Thursday night football and Sunday afternoon football and he says on a random September day when he's not running a 10K and he says, you know, I think I want to play again.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the Bills, but there's not really a spot for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. does he then feel out other teams? It doesn't mean anybody would take him. So even though he says Bills are retired, and I believe he 100% has a conviction in that right now, I don't think that we should hold him to that if at some point he decides to play. Fair. And him and the Bills don't work something out.
Fair. Follow-up. You know, how much – you mentioned, like, whether there's a spot for him. How much will the Bills not hold a spot for him but have it mm-hmm. in the backs of their minds? And I wonder if there's any sort of, hey, we'll hold you a roster spot until – you know, September 1st or August 1st or whatever it might be, Sal, because then there's the salary cap portion of it. Are we talking about vet minimum? He's going to come back for vet minimum, how that might work. Like, there's much more than just him deciding, you know what, I'm in, because then they'd have to figure it out. He doesn't have a contract.
So I think roster-wise, they'll always be able to do it, Jeremy, right? Like, if Micah Hyde and the Bills, if they wanted each other, they'll make it work. It just you release somebody, you put them on the practice squad, roster wise, safety wise, they still need some depth at safety. I mean, you look at who they have: Taylor Rapp, Mike Edwards. They just drafted Cole Bishop. Cam Lewis is there, who's also a slot corner guy that is a depth piece. They just signed Dee Delaney, Damar Hamlin. You don't want to rely on him to be a starter there. That would work itself out. I honestly think it would come down to financials. Like if Micah Hyde went to the Bills today, tomorrow, in August, September, October, and said, sure, I can come back and play, but I need much more than what Jordan Poyer signed for in Miami, and I need to get, you know, $5-7 million a year. I don't think the Bills could do that, and I don't think they would be interested in doing that at that point. What I think would have to happen is he would have to play on a really more minimal type deal, not a minimum salary. But I use the Jordan Poyer as an example. Jordan Poyer's only making a couple million dollars, right, from the Miami Dolphins. Is that something Micah Hyde wants to do?
So,
if Micah said to the Bills today he would come back and play for that, I believe the Bills would say, let's go.
Right. Shouldn't we think that all of this is in place? It's flipping a switch. Like, I don't want to say they've agreed to the number, but I have a tough time believing Hyde says, you know what, let's do it. And then Bean says, okay, here's what we can offer. And then they start arguing about that. Right, like, wouldn't the Bills have that on the table for him? Like, if you decide, here it is. Here's what you're looking at. Here's what we can do. You know our cap situation. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. I would believe, Sal, that that's already established.
I would believe that's at least been talked about and kind of communicated, but I would also say it's fluid. That could be the case now, but is that the case in September if Cole Bishop looks really good?
Right.
Right? Is that the case in September if you have two injuries and maybe the Bills need Micah Hyde? I think that has to be fluid, but absolutely at this point, I would guess that the Bills have said, look, I mean, Mike, if you want to come back, we can do this, we can do that. Right now, we're up against the cap here. June 1, we get $10 million. That frees up this. I'm sure those kinds of discussions have happened. He is a free agent, right? After all, he is a free agent. This is not a situation where the team released a player and he has nowhere to go and they're thinking about bringing him back. He's a free agent, like a lot of guys whose contract expired. And like Gabe Davis, who went to another team, but he's 33 years old. He says that it's Bills or retire. I would think those discussions have happened, but I would believe it's also going to change as the team and circumstances around the team and Micah change.
That's interesting. I had not thought about the financial element. Like, Spotrac sale has him at 1 year, $8.6 million for his market value. Like, they're just...
Yeah, I don't think the Bills could do that.
I don't even think they could afford it if they wanted to do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
It is interesting like to feel out like whether role matters to them or even him. Like, would he want to come back to try to compete for a starting job rather than just, hey, you're right in, you're obviously playing. If every snap you can play for us, you're playing. I mean, that's how he's been used in the past, whereas if they signed him tomorrow, like, are we just assuming he would be one of their starting two safeties? Would it be more of a rotational thing?
It's a great question. I think if Micah Hyde announced tomorrow, if the Bills announced they've signed him, I think I put him at the top of my depth chart with Mike Edwards. I think Taylor Rapp becomes the backup. That's what I think right now. But I think that's why you have training camp OTAs and see what, you know, those guys can do. I can't see any way he would sign at this point and not be the starting safety. September? October? Maybe a little different. Maybe you need an extra piece. You need a little help. You need a little veteran leadership back there. You're gonna play a little bit of a role. You're not gonna be on the field every play. We could take it a little easy so you're ready to roll for the playoffs. I don't know, Joe. It's a really good question. I've thought about it. I can't see at this point Micah Hyde signing now to return to the Bills and being backup. You know, I just wouldn't make sense just given his career and what he means to this organization and where he would be and the timing of that.
Do you think they would also, how much of this equation is Cole Bishop? And when it comes to the timing, like would the Bills want to get a better feel for him? Like if he showed up to training camp and in the preseason and just looked dynamite, like this guy is winning a job and he's gonna command snaps on the field. I mean, would they want to wait until maybe they get a better look at that? Because that could introduce its own, you know. You're just, if that were to happen, it would be a good problem to have. But if you had signed Hyde and then Bishop starts looking like awesome, you know, you got a number crunch suddenly at that position.
Yeah, I do think that Cole Bishop matters a lot here. But I think a guy like the clue yesterday to me, what Dee Delaney represents to me yesterday, okay, is a little more insurance on the back end. If, again, you're talking about Cole Bishop, if Cole Bishop doesn't kind of progress really quickly, you have more guys there. You have Taylor Rapp, Mike Edwards. Dee Delaney is exactly what the Bills have done for years. He's played in this system. He played for Todd Bowles. That is a very similar system to Sean McDermott's defense. Just like Mike Edwards played for Todd Bowles and Steve Spagnuolo. All very similar defenses. Dee Delaney represents everything the Bills have done at safety since 2017. A veteran guy who understands the system, who doesn't have to be onboarded super, you know, take a long time to do that. So what does that mean for Cole Bishop? The clue to me is now you can kind of let Cole Bishop understand his role a little more without rushing him into that, okay, we got to have this kid now. He's got to be able to do it. We got to put these expectations on him. Now you got Taylor Rapp, Mike Edwards, Dee Delaney, DeMar Hamlin, Cam Lewis. Cole Bishop will have an opportunity to me to win a job, but I think now you don't have to put so much on his plate early, where as long as you're comfortable with him doing A, then you get to B. Then you get to C, and ultimately you get to D or whatever it is, and now he's starting. I think that signing yesterday represents to me maybe more how they're going to handle Cole Bishop than what Dee Delaney actually is, if that makes sense.
Scotty Scheffler, there is a mugshot.
Yeah.
We have a Scotty Scheffler mugshot.
It's insane.
First it was tweeted a couple accounts saying, is that real? Is that in Golf Digest?
No, I looked,
Golf Digest.
I looked it up. On just out of curiosity, on the Louisville Police Department website, and there was no picture there when I looked up before we got going here with Sal. I hit refresh like 5 minutes in, and there was the picture.
Yeah.
But people had already found it, I guess, and were already tweeting it by the time I saw it. Yeah, like there's a mugshot.
Yep.
It does not say, though, what he's been charged with.
No.
So
there is also one that talked about he's been, whatever, moved to a...
It says, I'm currently on the Louisville PD, or Louisville Department of Corrections website. It says there is no visitation until the inmate has been classified and he's been moved to a housing unit. That's what it currently says about Scheffler. His tee time is 10:08. Is he going to make this tee time?
No.
You don't think he's going to make it?
No way.
Wow. That's wild. That is crazy.
No way.
Why wouldn't he make it? You think, is he not? He's, well, he's
I,
out,
just,
right?
I just don't think this whole process happens within an hour.
Yeah, you know, right. What I mean? Like, if he's, when was the mugshot taken? Is he still there? Like, getting that? Like, he's got to get to the course?
That's a good question. Jamie Weir had reported, maybe the mugshot is 3 hours old.
7:28 a.m. is the mugshot, according to the mugshot screenshot.
Okay.
You're right. I didn't even see that. That is listed here.
So it's almost an hour old. All right, maybe he could make that tee time. Hey, I got a tee time. You have one phone call. Call the pro shop. Let them know I'm going to be late.
Call the commissioner.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people tweeting today, like, this is the one time where it might be acceptable to say, do you know who I am when you get arrested, right?
Yeah.
Like, I am the number one golfer in the world. I'm trying to get to the course for my tee time today for the PGA Championship. But I also don't want to go so far on that because I don't know, like, I mean, what happened there, and you never want to disrespect the law enforcement in that regard. But I have seen people tweeting, like, oh, yeah, this is the one time where if he said, do you know who I am, no one would really make fun of him or
listen,
be upset.
The content on this is already top-notch. It's going to be so good.
Oh, my God.
Jokes about green jackets and orange jumpsuits. I mean, the best one I saw was Scotty's first phone call is going to be to the director of LIV. So, there's going to be a lot of good content. All right. Thank you, Sal. By the way, before you go, dates, because we've got mini camps and things and phases.
Okay.
And what's the next thing on the schedule for the Bills?
Okay. Well, actually, I'm glad you gave me an extra second because I want to remind everybody, the reason we were talking to Micah.
Oh, the Micah High
charity softball game
Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? And it'd be remiss not to talk about it. Man, I just think it's so cool that Micah's still going to do this. You know what he said yesterday? He said if he can come back and the Hydes and his family can come back for the next 100 years to do this, whether he's on the Bills or not, he will do it. Like, that's how much he loves the city of Buffalo. That's how much he wants to give back to the city of Buffalo. And how about this, guys? Like, I've seen the list. There's over 30 players committed already to coming Sunday, including Josh Allen, which is out there already. Josh will be there. Dalton Kincaid will be there. There's a lot of really, like, the main guys on this team are coming out to support Micah Hyde and the charity softball game. It's going to be fabulous weather on Sunday downtown. And guess what? This year, they're going to be doing huge tailgate beforehand. It got, like, last year, they're like, wow, we need a bigger tailgate because it got really big and they did. It's going to be fun, bounce houses and fun time. I think a bounce house. I think a lot of fun stuff for kids. And that's going on at 9, 10, 11 a.m., 1 p.m. home run derby, 2 p.m. the game, offense versus defense. It's for the Imagine for Youth Foundation. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I am the on-field MC. It's always a great time. The player introductions are awesome. And then you have the game against each other. Anyway, that's happening Sunday. So hopefully everybody can, if you're listening, you want to go down there downtown, go to the Bisons website for tickets. Anthony Sprague of the Bisons, the GM, he's going to join us today on the Extra Point Show. He's going to be on at 10:30. He's going to tell everybody what's going on. As far as the Bills, it's a good day to do it on Sunday because they turn right around and have OTAs next week, guys. OTAs next week for the next 3 weeks. Media availability pretty much every Tuesday for the next few weeks. So Tuesday will be the next time we talk. I think we're going to get McDermott and Allen on Tuesday is what's scheduled. We'll get off OTAs. And then mandatory minicamp on that fourth week, how if the math lines up for me, which is June 11, 12, and 13. So we're here now. Like, we're at the end of off-season workouts phase three. They're up. They're happening now. OTAs, mandatory minicamp, and then it's the dead period until training camp.
Very quickly. So Mike Hyde will also be on, by the way, at 5 with Shope and Bulldog.
Yes.
Mike Shope's sister is throwing out the first pitch on Sunday. Should she throw it underhand because it's softball?
Ooh. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
You're throwing the first pitch
softball.
It's a softball game.
Yeah.
So I think you throw it underhand.
I think that's probably right.
Okay.
Do you guys know every year when we do this, one of the things that happens, I always think about this, every year when we do this, Like, there has to be a pitcher for the home run derby. And I'm like, who wants to do it? And we go around. And it makes sense. It's generally the backup quarterback. Like, Barkley's done it. And Case Keenum's done it. So I would, I'm guessing I'm going to go to Trubisky and be like, hey, you know, you got to be the batting practice home run derby pitcher here. It's kind of a funny thing. Like, nobody really thinks about it. And then you get there and like, who's going to do it? And then it winds up, you know, being that guy.
All right. Very good. Sunday. And the forecast looks
Sunday.
Pretty
it's
good.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a good forecast on the way. High of 79. Great day for a charity softball game. Thanks, Sal.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio. We're going to continue following the Scottie Scheffler story. And then I'm going to ask you.
I can't believe there's a mugshot.
I'm going to ask you, what's crazier? That Scottie Scheffler was detained by police, arrested, there's a mugshot on day two of the PGA Championship, or that Mike Clay, I think you probably like Mike Clay,
yeah.
NFL.
Love Mike Clay. ESPN.
ESPN's Mike Clay. His piece this morning, why the Jets, yes, the Jets, will win the Super Bowl.
Okay. Enough. I do not like Mike Clay, actually. You misheard
me. I set you up.
You misheard me.
I set you up. Somebody writes that, you're like, who cares? Mike Clay, uh-oh.
Unless he's saying because Tyrod's going
to
lead them to the Super Bowl.
Listen to you.
Then
listen
I might
you.
Get in on this as an idea.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call on the Micah Hyde idea. You know what they do there. Happy Friday. We're following Scottie Scheffler's arrest, which is just nuts.
The content on Twitter.
It's a great day for Twitter. We're having a we're having a great day of content today.
Art But Make It Sports had a fantastic
the best account out there.
Yes.
Love
us. All right. Who knows what's going to be next when we get back? Scottie Scheffler's going to be
he's going to be on the tee in his orange jumpsuit.
I was just going to say it's going to be revealed to be Kentucky law. He has to play golf in the orange jumpsuit.
Yep.
Crazy day. Crazy day. Happy Friday.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.